Today we have Rehab Nexus on the line. Why don't you give us a little bit of background on yourself and who you are and what you do at Rehab Nexus?
John, thank you for having us on the show. And my name is Cece Rivera, and I'm a lead therapist for Rehab Nexus. I have approximately 15 years of experience providing mental health, addictions, art, spiritual-related counseling services in a variety of outpatient, inpatient, and residential settings. As a mental health counselor, I hold a Florida state license for addiction counseling.
What is the process at Rehab Nexus that's worked for you? I mean, as far as,
okay,
you know, working with clients and all that.
Well, some of the services that we provide, nutritional counseling, art therapy, meditation, yoga groups, individual sessions. Our model is a evidence-based therapeutic model. We provide a cutting-edge focus on breaking free from addictive behavioral patterns. We do individual sessions and group sessions.
What and how do you, you know, how do you personally approach the counseling end of this?
My approach to counseling is based on empathetic, logical, and it's person-centered perspective, and it's a non-judgmental perspective. My approach incorporates my patient's focus and level of motivation for personal growth and a need to make change. My style and principles are very active and solution-focused, and I work extensively with my patients to make changes of letting go, having them pretty much take responsibility for their own choices and their own actions.
Well, what types of groups do you run? I mean, is it, you know, what is gender specific? What kind of groups do you run there at Rehab Nexus?
Well, it's not gender specific. We do have male and females. A lot of the groups based on depression, anxiety, the behavioral patterns, addictive behavioral patterns, co-occurring mental health, bipolar disorder, relationship issues. And we also work with aspects of smart recovery. Some focus on hypnotherapy and art therapy.
And what, you know, at this point, when you start to deal with the different modalities and helping people, do you find that clients are more intentive on getting a reality-based, because that sounds like what you're doing, a more of a reality-based structure?
Yes, it is. And, well, I think that if the person is focused on making changes, then they will definitely focus on the strategies of actually making those changes. And that's what we focus on at Rehab Nexus, so that they can develop healthy coping skills and strategies and improve mindfully.
And that same approach, I mean, it sounds like that's what you've been geared towards as far as, you know, yourself, bringing it back to that a little bit, you know, approaching counseling and what you've been doing successfully over the last 15 years.
Yes. Basically, I've done a lot of hypnotherapy and motivational hypnosis, and I do focus more on the positive aspects of things, and that's exactly what we do at Rehab Nexus. We don't want the patient to focus on the negative aspects of things, you know, such as bringing them down and then bringing them back up. I don't think it works productively. So we stay focused on the positive, even though we touch bases on the issues that they've had in the past and all the things that led them up to where they're at. But the idea and the goal at Rehab Nexus, and even myself as an individual, as a therapist for Rehab Nexus and before in my experience, I do focus more on the positive approach. And I think that it's a better perspective for them to make changes.
That's really cool. And it actually, that brought me to where I was going to go next. And, you know, what is really the overall goal for Rehab Nexus? Where do you see Rehab Nexus going with treating clients?
The goal is to educate the individuals in order for them to develop healthy coping skills and coping strategies and improve themselves in a positive direction, to utilize an evidence-based therapeutic model for example, providing the cutting edge groups, you know, that are focused on breaking free from the addictive behavioral patterns, move forward in a direction that's going to be healthy and constructive.
And all of this kind of leads into creating an empowering identity.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Can you give us a little bit of what that means? Creating creating an empowering identity. What does that mean? What does that look like for a client?
Well, basically, the patient would focus on getting motivated in their personal growth and their development and self-improvement and focusing on these strategies to recover. And instead of focusing on what they've done in the past, and this will help them develop that sense of positive affirmation for themselves and move in a direction that's going to make them realize the things they've done but not stay where they have been, and take the issues and move them in a direction that's going to influence them to make the proper changes in their life.
How have you felt over the years, and I'm sure you know you've been doing this for 15 years, you got to really feel passionate about this, and most importantly in the end, to see somebody come out and be successful and live, you know, a drug free life, but most importantly have the motivation to make changes and create a family and create a life, must be really rewarding for you.
Absolutely, absolutely. My purpose as a lead therapist for Rehab Nexus is pretty much focused on the hope that I'm going to serve as an inspirational role model, and that I'm going to help the patients grow in their human developmental stages and in their personal growth, so that they can not only be successful, but in the end, have that happiness that's built inside them without looking for external things to make them have that fulfillment and for them to feel happy in all the wrong places. So the idea is to focus as an inspirational role model to uplift them and let them find their own inner core within.
That is, it's so like refreshing, because you know the standard care is a little bit different than that. And you know, do you feel that like Rehab Nexus is kind of set aside in a different type of modality than normal treatment?
Totally, totally. I think Rehab Nexus is something very unique, and never seen it before, and I like the way that Rehab Nexus has taken the approach to do things completely and uniquely different. I have worked in the past in a lot of treatment facilities, and I've never seen anything like this, actually, so I'm pretty stoked.
And I'm so glad that you were able to be a part of the show today. And of course, you can contact Rehab Nexus by calling 954-800-0365. Again, that's 954-800-0365. You can also go to rehabnexus.com. And the cool part about people like yourself is that you give and you want to help folks. And you've seen the great side of it, like we just talked about. In closing, I'd like you to take a couple of minutes, and if there's a family out there struggling, what would you say to that family that might be struggling with you know, a loved one?
Okay. And I just want to say thank you for welcoming us again. I would like to say if there's a family out there struggling, pretty much I would have to say that be supportive. Do things that do not enable the behavior. Just work with the person, whether it be your child, your boyfriend, girlfriend, father, mother, sister that is in an addictive behavioral pattern. Be supportive in a way that will help the person make a change of letting go and taking responsibility for their own actions and choices. And do not blame yourself. just be supportive, because it is a behavior and it can be changed. I also, you know, there's a lot of different controversies about whether it's a disease or not a disease. We don't have that outlook here at Rehab Nexus, and I personally am behind Rehab Nexus on that. I think that it is a behavior that can be changed. And yes, I do understand that the brain changes according to the addictive behaviors, you know, the patterns that are utilized, but you can change when you change your behaviors. As a family member, I would suggest that you support the person, but do not enable the behavior, because the behavioral patterns will continue if the family members do not support in a structural manner.
Beautiful, beautiful message. Again, I want to thank you for being on Rehab Nexus.
Thank you.
You can find, you're welcome. Rehab Nexus can be found at rehabnexus.com. You can also go to their, of course, by calling them at 954-800-0365. And, you know, great people doing great stuff up there in Coral Springs, serving South Florida. And, you know, of course, people come to Rehab Nexus from other areas. So please, if you have any questions and you're anywhere in the United States, you know, feel free to give a call and speak with the folks at Rehab Nexus. And look forward to having you guys back on in the future. And anything in closing that you would like to say?
Well, please and thank you. And also, I am really delighted, and I am very happy to serve the community, whether I am getting paid or unpaid.
Good stuff. God bless you. I'm glad
Thank you
were on
you
with
too.
Us today, and we look forward to having you back in the future. And our love to Alan and Jordan and the rest of the folks at Rehab Nexus.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And God bless.
All right. Have a blessed day.
The dust settles down and all the windows are fall. It's just another night spent fatally flawed. Time is creeping near and you're standing in. Something new.